Welcome to Adulting 101, a weekly workshop-style podcast bringing you motivation, guidance, and step-by-step instructions on how to navigate the world of adulthood. You're listening to episode 101, How to Deal with Difficult People. Look, I get it. A real-life millennial myself, I know how hard it can be to navigate the decisions of adulthood with no clear sense of what the results may be. I'm Danielle, your host, a mindset coach, yoga instructor, and small business owner here to share my struggles along this journey, providing you with the tools and confidence you need to start living your best life. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode. Hi friends, welcome back to the podcast. Longtime listeners and those new to the party, I know I say thank you so much in nearly every episode, but it's because I seriously mean it. I have been analyzing the statistics for this podcast lately and it just lights me up, honestly. The podcast has been around for 2 years now. As you know, I just had the anniversary episode, episode 98, if you haven't heard it yet. And so I was looking at the statistics and it shows that April of this year saw the highest number of downloads ever, which is absolutely amazing. And May is on track to match that. We had already done about half the amount of listens we did in April within the first week of May, which was amazing. So I'm talking like quadruple the amount of listens that I was getting this time last year. And that totally would not have been possible without you taking these 10 to 15 minutes out of your day to tune in while you walk, while you work, while you drive, while you bike, work out, while you lay on your couch. I honestly have no idea where you are or what you're doing right now. But I actually think it would be so fun to find out. So I want to play a game. If you're listening right now and you aren't driving, I want you to screenshot this episode or maybe take a picture of where you are if you're in your bedroom or in your living room, in your office, and then post it to your Instagram story and tag me. Just let me know that you're listening in. I want to be able to repost where everyone is listening in from. So if you could also maybe tag your location, your state, your city, your town. I think it would be so much fun. I know for me, I often listen to podcasts while I'm cooking or while I'm taking a walk or while I'm driving somewhere. So I'd be really interested to see what you guys do while you listen to this podcast. But alas, that's enough of a side tangent. Before we get started, to summarize, I just want to say I love you all so much and I appreciate you every day. And I want to continue to be able to serve you in the best and most accessible way that I can. So aside from this podcast, I'm actually slowly piecing together the plans for a new way to serve you all. I'm not trying to sell you anything right now. I just know that you being millennials out there trying to navigate the world of adulthood and feel good about everything that's going on, I want to be able to provide you with another free resource. So stay tuned for that. I'm not quite in the launch phase yet, but this ain't no paid program. Just so you know, it's just going to be totally free, much like this podcast. It's going to be a long-term recurring resource for you to access right here on the internet just to help you navigate this world of adulthood so we can all figure out what the frig we're doing with our lives. So if that sounds interesting, stay tuned for that. I will announce more details as I get my life together. So for real, let's just get into the episode. This week we are talking all about how to handle difficult people, what to say, how to act, how not to lose our minds when we have to be around these people. You know who I'm talking about. Rude family members, acquaintances with crappy opinions, people who are just straight up not nice, lazy coworkers. It can be freaking taxing mentally to have to put up with these kind of people and to not lose our minds in the process. So I'm actually having flashbacks right now to my 9-to-5 job when I worked with this lady who I often described to my friends and family as the worst. She was lazy, she was whiny, she used to milk the union, she didn't want to work, and she always had something to complain about. And well, at the time I was 23 years old, so I was eager to pick up her slack and make a good impression. I often found myself sitting in my car after work, screaming or complaining to my friends outside work about how awful this person was. So yeah, while screaming and complaining both technically work as coping mechanisms, they aren't exactly effective long term. So let's just get into the episode. I'm going to share with you my three best tips that I have since learned on how to deal with difficult people in life, in work, in business, you name it, these are going to work. So first tip number one is to shut up and listen. I say this because as humans, we have a tendency to assume why people are behaving in a certain way. Or we take a scenario and we sort of fill in the gaps with our own assumptions based on our own experience. And so I encourage you in these times when you're dealing with difficult people to resist this urge. At the end of the day, we are human. One of our desires as humans is that we just want to be heard. So whether it's a family member sharing some unwanted advice about your upcoming wedding, or maybe a friend indicating their less than impressed attitude when it comes to your recent career change or life decision, just let them have their opinion. Girl, I don't have to take every piece of unwanted advice that I receive, so I just choose to let the people share their opinion, focus on what they're saying, and not so much focus on what my rebuttal is going to be. Side note, this actually reminds me. I was watching an episode of Dr. Phil. This was like at least 10 years ago. And for some reason, this particular portion of this episode has always stuck with me. So this lady's on Dr. Phil and she's talking. And then Dr. Phil comes back with some sort of rebuttal to whatever she's saying. And as soon as he finishes his sentence, she immediately responds. And then Dr. Phil says, I'm just going to stop you right there. You want to know how I know you weren't listening to me and what I was saying? Because you started talking the second I stopped. And so now I can always tell when people aren't listening to me, because if I'm talking and as soon as I finish talking, they start talking, I know that they were actually just spending that whole time that I was talking thinking about what they were going to say. But then in turn, it has also made me a lot more conscious of a communicator, because I now realize that, wow, I need to stop thinking so much about what I want to say next and genuinely listen to what this person is saying so that I can formulate a response that's sort of a combination of what I want to say and what they were just talking about. I'm sure you all can relate to this. You're in a discussion with someone and they're talking the whole time and you're just thinking about what you want to say next. So I want you to think about that for a second. Have you ever been in a conversation where a person is telling a story and the whole time they're telling the story, you're actually just thinking in your head about what you want to say? Because I can guarantee you've been in that situation. Seems like a pretty one-sided way to have a conversation, doesn't it? You're basically just saying whatever you want without really considering what the other person is talking about. Just some food for thought moving forward, but it also relates to today's topic. When we're dealing with difficult people, it's no different. They're being difficult. We already know that. So you just need to give them the opportunity to feel heard and respond in a way that demonstrates that you're actually listening. In fact, truly listening is going to give you the opportunity to really understand what this person is trying to gain from this interaction, why they are saying the things they're saying, why they're saying them in the way that they're saying them. And it also might sort of shed some light on if there's something they're trying to avoid by having this conversation with you. People are looking out for themselves first and foremost, and that's just the way life works. So do what's within your capacity, listen, analyze the situation, respond, and then just move along and keep doing whatever you need to do. From there, we'll move into tip number two, which is to reflect respect, or more cliche, kill them with kindness. It goes without saying, but it's also so easily forgotten. Anger does not resolve anger. Think of being in a heated situation where one person's yelling, then the other person starts yelling, and then it just sort of keeps escalating, right? So to me, and to many of you, I'm sure, this is not second nature. I get heated. I go from 0 to 100 real quick. And while I've definitely improved in this over time as I've gotten older and become more self-aware, it was a journey, let me tell you. Raising your voice, getting up in someone's face, or snapping back at them is only going to add tension to an already unproductive situation. And this can be especially hard because when people are being particularly difficult or disrespectful, your first instinct might be to become defensive. And while I know this is certainly easier said than done, we need to remember that people behave in a particular way because they either A, think it's okay or see no error in their ways, or B, have no regard for the people around them. Remember, you do you because you are self-aware. You see the world around you and everyone in it for who they are. You are the one with the opportunity here in these difficult situations to be the bigger person, even if it's only for your personal gratification. The more you keep your wits about you, the better you can analyze the situation from a rational perspective. So be kind, be respectful. I promise good karma will come back to you. From here, we'll go into step three, which is to set limits. While many of these tips have involved allowing the other person the chance to vent, you might be thinking, Danielle, what about me? Listen, I know, I get it. It's hard to be the good guy all the time. It's hard to feel like we're just letting people walk all over us. So don't. As a human being, you have the right to be assertive without being an ass. You simply just say to people, please don't talk to me like that. Or, your comment is making me feel XYZ, a certain way. half the time people are so oblivious that they don't even realize they're being difficult, and they actually just need you to point it out and be like, hey, could you like not do that? We need to know when it's worth picking our battles or when it's worth to just let it be. But if you can put yourself in a safe position where you're able to de-escalate the situation by saying, hey, this isn't okay with me, then why wouldn't you? Dealing with difficult people is truly an art of communication. I am definitely not the best at it, but much like everything in life, I am striving to continually become better at it. I tell people when they do things I don't like, I try and bite my tongue when I need to, and I approach every difficult situation with a sense of empathy. We are all human, we are all fighting our own battles and projecting the results out onto the world around us. Also, quite frankly, it takes effort not to lash out at people. So if they're being jerks to you and you have managed to sort of keep it together, just give yourself a pat on the back because you deserve some recognition for that. You're awesome. I'm awesome. We're all awesome. We're always on a journey to become even more awesome. So as always, if you're looking for support or more advice on this, I would love to chat with you. I am always just a message away, and I am so looking forward to seeing where you're all tuning in from. So don't forget to screenshot this episode, share it with me, tag me on Instagram so I can repost it to my story. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. If you enjoyed this episode, please hop on iTunes, leave me a rating or review, or share this link with a friend that you think could benefit from my content. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram, that's at Lifestyle by Design Studio. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/lifestylebydesignstudio, or you can connect to my personal channels on Twitter and Snapchat, that's at Danielle Ryan, Danielle 2 A's. I look forward to chatting with all of you, and I'll talk to you again next week. Take care.